after you just said what's going to happen to us. Very soft.
This is Rod Serling. We're in a studio in Hollywood preparing to record the first program in a new radio series called The Zero Hour. This new series is specially designed for the new radio, is what you might call a pioneer adventure. We're ready to record the opening.
Ready, Rod? Stand by. Music, stand by, stand. Quiet, please. And here we go.
I'm Rod Serling. You're listening to The Zero Hour.
9.
Rest your eyes.
8.
Exercise your imagination.
7.
This week, Bill S. Ballinger's best-selling novel of The Pursuit of a Damned Couple.
6.
The Wife of the Red-Haired Man.
5.
Starring Patty Dugaston.
4.
John Astin.
3.
And Howard Duff.
2.
In Elliot Lewis's production of
1.
The Zero Hour.
Fine, very good. Gus, can we get level on the rain, please?
The voice from the control room belongs to Elliot Lewis, the producer-director of Zero Hour. Together, he and I will bring you each week a dramatization of a famous mystery novel. Tales of suspense, detection, action, mystery, and horror.
Thanks, Gus. Fine. Now, Patty, Jay needs a level. Part one, act one.
That gun away, Albert. Please. Please, put the gun away.
Operator.
Albert?
He's dead.
You shot him.
He was going to call the police and spoil it. I waited 7 years, Mercy. 7 years!
But he's dead. What will happen to us?
All right. Now the harbor background, Gus. Howard, some of your dialogue there, please.
Oh, they'll ship out from here.
Yeah. Well, they sure have a fantastic selection of ships.
They're all covered. Every ship, boat, planes, bus, everything's covered.
Well, you know, Will, you're assuming they're here in New Orleans.
They're here. I'll tell you something else. They'll be looking for passage to an English-speaking country, someplace where they won't be conspicuous.
So, what's the game plan?
We're here. We wait. They've got to move. They can't stay. And the moment they try to leave the city, we've got them. Murder one.
Our material will be selected from the works of such famous mystery writers as Ross MacDonald, Mary Stewart, Eric Ambler, Nicholas Blake, Stanley Ellen, John D. MacDonald, Ellery Queen, Agatha Christie, Kenneth Fearing, and so on. The entire series of Zero Hour programs will be brought to you over the Mutual Broadcasting System in association with the Hollywood Radio Theater. Stan, could we hear that theme once again?
Gathered in. I lay in the soft bed wondering what Rohan was doing. Did he know it was his last night of freedom? Did he hold Mercedes Turner in his arms, warm in his love?
Through that night, Hugh lay close to me.
He spoke only once. "I'm cold," he said. "Please keep me warm." I kissed him, and his lips were like ice. In the morning, he arose early, shaved, dressed with care. We sat together at the table having our coffee. It had begun to rain. "What are you planning to do today?"
"I don't know."
"There's a beautiful abbey at Kylemore. Shall we go see it?"
"Perhaps, but it's a gloomy day."
"Those cars outside."
"I've been expecting them. Give me my gun."
"Hugh, no. Please, no.
Where's your purse?"
"No more killing, Hugh, please."
"We're officers of the law. You're under arrest."
"Don't, Hugh. You're not a murderer. Don't."
"They won't separate us. Not ever again."
"Hugh, no!"
I stood in front of the cottage door, rain splashing against my collar, running down my neck. The end of the trail, the line drawn in. Suddenly the door swung open and Rohan's revolver stared me in the face. I threw myself to the ground. When he fired the second time, I shot him.
"Oh, Williams! Are you hurt?"
"No."
"Lucky bit for you."
"Yes. Yes, isn't it? Yeah, if you don't mind, I'll go in alone to get the woman." "Are you Mercedes Turner?"
"I'm Mercedes Rohan."
"Your husband is dead."
"Yes."
"Did you know there were blanks in his gun?"
"Yes, I knew."
"Did you put them there?"
"Yes. So he wouldn't kill again. He didn't know. I tried to stop him. Maybe it's just as well."
"Williams, this was in his pocket."
"Thank you."
"He said, in case of an accident."
"To the police. New York City. I alone shot and killed Albert Turner. My wife, Mercedes Turner Rohan, was not responsible in any way. It's signed Hugh Rohan."
"Hugh. Oh, Hugh."
Next week, beginning on Monday, If Two of Them Are Dead, written by Stanton Forbes, featuring Earl Holliman, Nina Foch, Catherine Burns, and Denver Pyle. We'll be asking for your comments, and are right now, on the telephone at 578-1111. Hello, you're on the air.
"Hi, yeah, I really liked it a lot."
"Uh-huh. Did you listen all week?"
"Yeah, I did."
"Uh-huh.
And I thought this was really good. I think it's different, and it's better than music."
"Well, bless your heart. Thank you, and we'll see you on Monday."
"Thank you. Bye-bye."
Hello, you're on the air.
"Hi, Ronnie."
"Hi."
"I love the program, but I wish it was on earlier."
"Oh, why?"
My poor husband arrives home at 5:30, and he's not allowed to speak for 15 minutes.
"Well, there may be days that that's a good thing." "We may be actually helping." "Well,
yes."
"Thank you very much."
"You're welcome."
"Bye-bye." "Hello, you're on the air."
"I just want to tell you I enjoyed your 0 hour very much, and I hope you keep it up."
"Well, thank you very much. Where are you calling from?"
"Parma."
"Thank you for calling."
"You're welcome." "Bye-bye." "Bye."